I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Limbaha in an excruciating amount of pain.
Yeah.
Yes. Take care of your backs, ladies and gentlemen.
If there's any important message that we need to bring out today, is take care of your backs. No matter how young you are, thinking, oh, you know, I'll be immortal, I'll be fine. Fuck no. Take care of your backs, kids.
Actually,
take care of your backs.
Not just your back, but every joint in your body, because you only have one body, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I have so much trouble sitting down right now.
Yeah.
Trying to find a nice position. And then later, once we're done, getting back up is going to be a bitch.
And I was in that position a month ago. So, you know, it happens to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
So look after yourself, because my crazy Russian movement teacher said, you only have one body. Please take care of it.
Yeah.
All of your joints, your knees, your ankles.
Of course,
everything.
A Russian woman would probably be like, stop being pussy and get up.
No. I mean, for me it was like if a crazy Russian movement teacher can say take care of your body, it already means like macam, yes, please.
And there are chiros out there starting to get a bit more affordable. Go to a chiro, because that's a godsend.
Prevention is better than cure.
Yes.
Prevention is definitely better than cure, kids.
You know those posters you see in doctor's office of like this old woman who has, osteoporosis, looking after. Yeah, that'll be you if you don't look after your back.
It's basically a long way of trying to say I'm in fucking pain.
Yes.
Yeah, this episode may be cut short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
see how long it can go, because.
Okay.
Yes.
First order of business, though.
Yes.
I want drugs.
We can talk
drugs.
After.
Drugs.
Ibuprofen.
Yes. Okay. Before we get started. One announcement. Yeah, first order of business. If you haven't noticed, if you've been looking on our Instagram, we have announced that we are going to be celebrating 10 years.
Woo!
10 years of geeky
10
shit.
Years.
I mean, since the first podcast, which was like 10 years ago. Which,
yeah.
Yeah.
And,
guys.
Okay, and if you really nitpicking people who look back at the first episode we put out and went, oh, you filmed it on the 7th of June. Yeah, but we started Geeks on the 1st. So 1st of June is where we started.
We didn't film it on the 7th. We posted it on the 7th.
Yes. Ha. So anyway.
We said post-production back then.
Yes.
I was watching back that video of our first. I was like, wow. Fucking 3 camera angles.
Oh, yeah. So young.
Lighting and shit.
So young and bushy.
Back then, and then I was like, fuck me, this takes up so much footage.
3 different channels for audio and shit.
Taya.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So much work.
Anyway, we'll be celebrating.
No, don't fucking appreciate it anyway.
That doesn't exactly bode well to what I'm about to say next.
I'm in grumpy old man mode.
So yes, we're celebrating 10 years, and we want you to be a part of it. So if
you young little whippersnapper, you little fucks.
Yes. Well, we want you to be part of it because we're having a live recording.
Yes.
You need to explain properly.
No, with your boogie woogie and your AM FM radios.
I love this. I know you're in such pain, but it's slightly entertaining. But we want you to be a part of it in terms of coming and watching us do a live recording. And there might be some other podcasters there that you know. Who knows? You might have a fun time. But yes,
local.
We can't afford international people.
Yeah, we got
people.
Joe Rogan, Mark Maron, Kevin Smith.
Yep. They're all coming down just
Howard
for us.
Howard Stern.
Fuck, Howard Stern, man.
Yeah, who else we got? Trump.
Oh, fuck.
No. What's his name?
Does Trump have a podcast?
I hope not.
The guy who plays Lex Luthor.
Oh, yes.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Michael Rosenbaum.
Michael Rosenbaum. They're all going to be here.
Yeah. So, you know.
In spirit.
We're giving away 5 pairs of passes, which means there are 10 tickets available. So, if you would like to come
five
and join
pairs.
Us. Yeah, 5 pairs equals 10.
Yes.
In case people don't know math.
No, but not 10 separate people.
No.
It's just five
it's just
pairs.
Five pairs. You and a friend. Or you and a date, you and a girlfriend, you and a boyfriend, you and a friend.
Friend.
Yeah. Or
you
and
a
stranger.
Support animal.
No. Support
depends
animals.
On the support animal.
No, yeah.
There might be allergies involved. I don't
mean,
know.
Yeah. Hamster? Like, no tigers.
Hamster? You know how easy it would be to lose a hamster in the end?
But yes, if you would like to join us, you can head to our Instagram. All the posts are there. Or you can listen to my voice right now as I try and explain this shit. So you can head to our link in the bio of our Instagram or our Facebook. There's a Google form page. You just need to enter your name, what social media you follow us.
One social media will do.
Yeah, one social media will do, the one that you are active in most, so we know how to contact you and also know that you're following us. Initially, we said, let us know what your favorite moment in the last 10 years, but I kind of figured that, oh shit, that might alienate people who maybe are not diehard, but maybe want to follow us, so I'm removing that. And just let us know why you would like to join us for this wonderful celebration of 10 years and a live recording. And that's it. That's all you have to do. It's simple. Just submit it. Deadline for this was supposed to be this Sunday, but we're pushing it to next Friday instead to give you all a little bit more time. Next date would be the...
Friday the 20-something.
Yeah, Friday the 20-something. It'll be...
27th.
Yes, Friday the 27th.
The deadline. Friday the 27th of May 2022.
Yes, at 11:59 p.m.
And did we mention we're going to... It's going to be at the aquarium. Not aquarium. Submarine.
The submarine.
The submarine.
Yeah. So if you'd like to, like, you know, be in our home, which we don't allow a lot of people to do, this is your opportunity. So yeah, get entering and hopefully we will see you there. Yes.
Yes.
And now on to
the main topic at hand.
The main topic at hand.
Finally, after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I didn't have a bad back when I was watching that.
Oh my
god. Yeah,
oh
fuck, yeah. I can't imagine that would have been
cinema.
But yeah, we decided to wait, you know, 2 weeks to be kind, but Marvel didn't.
Jumped the gun.
Like, no, actually, I think Charlize jumped the gun, and then Marvel went, oh, if Charlize is posting.
Because Charlize.
Okay. Well,
and also, even.
Spoilers!
Spoilers!
Like, spoilers! One of the comic book artists I follow posted it as well.
Oh, serious?
Because.
Who posted it?
Not McFarlane. Fuck. Campbell.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What did he post?
Because, you know, the outfit looked kind of like one of his covers. So he posted, like, together.
Side by side.
I think it was last week.
Side by side.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're talking about Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness.
Yes, Multiverse of Madness.
The Multipass of Madness.
A.K.A. Doctor Strange in the House of M.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, spoilers.
Spoilers.
This is going to be a spoiler-heavy podcast. And if you didn't realize, Charlize Theron is in it.
Yeah. It's clear.
Charlize Theron.
And I think
I would like
to give a little bit of backstory, because I mean, right now the biggest question is, not a lot of people know who Clear is.
Should we get to that at the end?
Yeah,
sure.
Let's get to that at the end.
Because we were originally gonna be like, we'll only spoil what Marvel has spoiled,
but they've just let everything
spoiled
out.
So much. We might as well just talk how we usually talk.
You know what they haven't spoiled? Bruce Campbell's in this film.
Wait, they didn't even talk about that?
No. No one's talking about Bruce.
It's an obvious guarantee.
Yeah, but no, I haven't seen that because I guess.
Really?
That's like,
no one's talked about Bruce?
Even Bruce hasn't talked about Bruce. Have you seen his Instagram? I fucking love it.
Actually, no, I haven't.
I love his Instagram. It's just random
shit.
Check
it out right now.
I love it.
Like, he just plays with filters.
Bruce.
It's so Bruce Campbell. I'm sorry. And I mean, you cannot have a Raimi film without Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, we need to have a talk about that. Like, what quantifies a Raimi film?
Okay. Multiverse of Madness.
Because first off, like, yeah, as a... All right, so whilst I was shooting that TV show, right? and Spider-Man No Way Home came out.
Yeah.
Right? And I really wanted to... Like, just watching Spider-Man No Way Home, I went back and watched all the Spider-Man because it was on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I hadn't watched the Raimi Spider-Mans in a long time. So I completely, like, I hadn't seen that visual style in a long fucking time.
Yeah.
And then after rewatching the Raimi Spider-Mans... It started seeping into my directing.
I hadn't seen those shots
in so long. So then when I finally saw it, I'm like yeah, that was on set. I was like, to my DP, like, dude, you got the rig to make the camera just Dutch as we push in. So, you know, you can have one of those realizations like, what? And then do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So are we going to see those shots?
If they don't cut it out.
Oh, please
for
don't.
For being too weird.
Please don't. I want to see
those
shots.
Like, those, like, Raimi has, like, this visual style, which is weird. Like, no one copies it.
No.
And...
Because I think, I guess, like, as my wife said, like, some of it is kind of campy, which she liked,
okay.
But I like it because I don't find it campy. I find it stylistic.
But would it be safe to say that actually Raimi's style is very, very, like, 90s. It's very like it very.
No, because he was doing that before the 90s.
Yeah,
but I mean,
no, but I would say it's early 2000s. I wouldn't say 90s.
No, because even no, I wouldn't because like a lot of there's some similarities, but Raimi's kind of like a Michael Bay in a sense.
That it's
like there are these visual cues, these
very
visual
specific,
like, these visual moves.
Yeah.
That are super dynamic, but whenever you try and copy them, it just doesn't come out right.
That I had the same thought. Okay, so I went to watch the movie again like last Sunday,
uh-huh.
and it was only then that it occurred to me, no other director can pull this off. No yeah. other mm. Marvel film could pull mm. this off. In the hands of someone else doing this in a Marvel film, I would look at it and yeah. go, ah, oh, this is cheesy as fuck. But knowing it's Raimi, I'm like, fucking works.
Because he knows how to blend like genres... Like, in a very unique way.
Like, okay, you remember there was... Okay, there's one sequence where...
That's an understatement.
Oh, yeah.
It's an understatement.
Where both America Chavez and Doctor Strange are doing the sequence where they're discussing about Scarlet Witch in the Mordor's mansion place. Mordor, okay. I can't remember his name. And there was this sort of three-panel shot of Scarlet Witch in the window, Cumberbatch at the side, and America Chavez here. Uh-huh. And this weird sort of very distinct Danny Elfman music.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like...
Yeah, this, Elfman, man.
This would not work in any other film because it looks so early 2000s. But
right?
with Raimi,
but it is...
with Raimi, fuck it, it works.
No. But I mean, but that's what I'm trying to get at, right? Because it, because I think Raimi did a lot of work during that period.
No,
because so
also
very...
like that dynamic camera movement thing. Like a lot of people were doing that mm. in the 2000s, but they were doing it their own mm. way. Like they're borrowing from each other. Like mm. the early Edgar Wright stuff.
Mm-mm.
Yes,
you know the Cornetto trilogy.
Oh,
Edgar Wright
yes.
stuff. You know, like. Him, Raimi, Scorsese, they all do whip pans.
Mm.
But they all have a different feel.
Yeah, yes. yeah.
You know, like the Raimi whip pan is very different.
Yes.
Like, Raimi likes to do that, like, whip pan on dialogue, like, talking, soom, yep. someone talks, soom. You know, while talking, not even a whip pan, I don't even want to call it, like a crash zoom, like, we're going to do this, and then, boom, I'm going to do that. You know, like, whoa! And of course, Raimi's montage style.
Oh, fuck like, yes.
Which no one tries to copy.
No.
No one like dares.
It's so genius. And that moment...
Because it's an old school technique.
You remember... Okay.
It's so old school.
But the fading, when, like, much of when, like...
Where, like, there's red, a head here, but behind yeah, him, there's shit going on.
Yes.
And then that moves around, another shit's floating in the background.
Yeah, when he does the... When she's looking into the book of...
No, the, what's the Darkhold.
The Darkhold.
Yeah, because I just rewatched yesterday in IMAX and 3D.
Ah.
And you know when they go inside the Darkhold and shit? Didn't that remind you of, you know, Spider-Man 1 when they're going into the webs, the opening credits?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's fucking Raimi all over.
Like you rewatch Spider-Man 1 and when he's building the suit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, like he's drawing, but at the side of the paper, there's space.
Yes.
And there's a pen and then there's material.
It's
or try rewatching, because I think, shit, did they take it off Netflix already? Quick and the Dead.
Oh shit, I think they've taken it off Netflix. But yeah,
like that one has like the montage of like the gunfights.
I love it.
That one has the craziest fucking Dutch zooms.
Yeah, I think we can all agree at this point, like when we first came out of the film, the first thing we all said was, fuck, this is such a Raimi film. Like it's Raimi all over. And here's what I want to find out,
although it feels a bit controlled.
It is, because it's still Marvel, but yeah. at the same time, it's still very Raimi.
Yeah.
To which I want to ask the audience, I'm sorry, like whoever's listening right now, if you've never watched a Raimi film, if you have no idea about Sam Raimi,
what do you think?
How do you feel about Strange and Multiverse of Madness? Because I feel like compared to any other Marvel film, it's the most, not to say un-Marvel, but the style of it.
No, I mean,
really?
I mean, no. I mean, it's not that it's un-Marvel, but it's just very, like any of Taika's movies, it's very distinctive.
But that's the thing, like, with Taika's stuff, it's more about the content. You know, the characters, like, sound like they're in a Taika movie. They don't sound like, they're in a Taika movie that's in Marvel.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Raimi stuff, the characters sound like Marvel characters.
Mm.
But it's just...
But...
It's just shot differently.
The look. You know, because usually, like, with Marvel directors, like, the look is kind of set. It's the Marvel
yes.
look.
Yes. Yeah. Even Taika,
and
still very blockbustery.
This is,
you know, he's still got the two-shot framing for comedy, because that works for comedy.
Yeah.
You know? But the action sequences are the action
this
sequences.
This is also, like, that cheesy campy horror.
Oh, yeah.
Cheesy campy horror. Yeah. Raimi cheesy campy horror. Yeah. You know, like, much I'm expecting Bruce Campbell to come in with a chainsaw in a minute.
I'm sorry, but when Wanda turns up, like, she goes from the house... to the Illuminati, and when she comes to the Illuminati, already fucking like, blood here, and I'm
then,
like,
and then the staggering,
and to me, I'm like,
a lot of it was so Evil Dead.
Yes, absolutely. And like, I'm sorry, the Deadite shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I was trying to figure out like how do you gonna make this work? And then when it went into the house, I'm like, fucking genius.
Like, especially when the spirits start coming.
Yeah.
Like it was, I know it's CG, but they CG'd it a bit stop motion-y.
Yes.
Mm. A bit to that style, so it felt like Evil Dead.
Fucking
again.
Deadites. Yeah, yeah. It's genius. I fucking love this to bits.
And the movie just like it just fucking starts.
Like it.
Yeah.
And I wonder if it was Raimi to hit the ground running literally.
Yeah.
Opens up the running. And I'm like,
that's just pow,
very on the nose.
And then even when he wakes up from a dream, the camera moves like it's weird. Like the camera, the way the camera moves at that moment is just like you being suddenly woken up from a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And suddenly, pulls back out and then just goes right back into him again. Yeah.
I mean, which also like Raimi uses when he wakes Wanda up from the dream.
Yes.
I was like, and then like you know, you see the color of drain. I'm like, wow.
I mean, it's okay, and also,
like,
I mean,
there's not much set up except for, like, the only thing that they set up is what's America. Happening with what? No, not even Miss America, not even Chavez. Like, what's happening with what's her face?
Wanda.
With fucking the time traveler's wife. Fucking what's face?
Oh, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
Christine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? Actually, right. Even when it opens with 6663, even. Our
universe.
Yeah. Like, upon me was like,
616.
616. I'm like, is this actually our universe? It took me a long while to like, is this confirming? Is this actually our universe? Ah? Because, you know, multiverse of madness, mahamo. So I'm like, and then like, because I was like, the hair a bit too perfect, right?
Yeah, actually, you know what?
It started off, his hair was a bit too perfect. There's and I was like,
it's that hairline seems a bit too perfectly placed.
The top, it's a bit square.
Actually, it's more of like, because other thing I noticed with the lighting, like, oh, Raimi does shoot very old school.
Mm. It's very bright, right?
Very bright.
Yes.
And he likes his physical sets.
Yes.
Really?
Like, even when like there's a physical set, even the rest is CG, but they have to be standing in a physical spot. So it's very bright. And I think it really shows like stuff that usually you'd hide with lighting when it's like, I see the rock.
Yes.
On his head. I'm like, that is too much hair play.
Yeah. It kind of looked borderline.
Not in the 90s.
Of course not.
That's true.
No. Not in the 90s.
Not in the 90s, which
we
is...
We also remember the grease, the sleek, the sleek Spider-Man tree hair.
There you go.
The sleazy Spider-Man tree hair.
But yeah,
Okay, before we continue...
Yes.
I gotta ask, like, because this happened in my cinema.
Cinema stories.
Yeah, so I went to see it on IMAX.
Mm.
And then before it started, we had a laser show.
Yes.
Did you have the laser show?
I had the laser show yesterday night as well.
What the fuck is this laser show?
Wait, you didn't IMAX get a laser thing. Show?
No, I didn't watch it in IMAX. We went to watch it at the GSC.
Wait, Big even Max the press screening, they didn't give you the... Oh,
no, that was a
fan
screening.
Thing.
No, it's only IMAX. It's an IMAX.
Yeah, there's a laser show.
Fuck, I didn't go watch it in IMAX though.
Dude, it's a pretty short laser show.
Yeah, okay. And it was...
It's not that, like the planetarium not, in LA or some shit.
Okay.
It's not that...
It's a nice little fun distraction where you are also going like, the fuck is going... Are they going to do this in the movie?
Yeah. And also, like, it's on the ceiling and I'm a bit but...
So like, everyone starts looking up like, yeah, the planetarium.
Yeah, and then, Uma brought it up yesterday. Like, you know, yeah, so you want people to video, you want people to video
yeah,
this.
Yeah, take out your phones now, but then put them away for the movie.
Yeah. It's like, you know, like some people don't know how to put the phone away on the nose.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Viral for now, not later.
Yeah. And it was okay, but
like, I wouldn't pay to see just, like the light show, like you should pay to see it in IMAX as opposed to, you know.
Yeah.
But I do want to watch it in IMAX.
There's laser show.
Yeah. Because I've seen it, what, in the big cinema, the GSC big, which is quote unquote the IMAX. Starling. Yeah, the Starling one.
No,
that's
GSC?
That's GSC. That's GSC. Okay. I mean, MBO is now GSC, so. And I went to watch it on two more normal screens. So far.
You've watched it three times already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I watched it a second time with our good friend Muga. And
super fan.
And third time last Sunday at Indulge. Yeah. which has changed. I'm like, oh, there's no more food indulge. It's just platters.
Oh.
Yeah, now they've got three options.
No, meals. No proper meals.
Their gourmet platter of onion rings, popcorn chicken, and leko. Their dim sum platter of siumai, kaya pao, and some tofu thing. And their vegetarian platter, which I didn't take. I'm just like, that's not gourmet.
Well, it's not olam lah.
Yeah, that's true.
At least
true.
You don't have to pay olam prices, okay?
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But anyway.
But anyway, coming back to Doctor Strange. Yes. Like, if you're listening to this and you haven't watched Doctor Strange, like, why?
We're probably not going to give it blow
to
by
see,
blow.
To see if you want to see what Doctor Strange, well, I'll tell you, it's fun. Yeah. It's a fun ride. And it does feel like there's, you know, there could have been some explanation in the first 10 minutes for a few more things just to get us into it a bit more.
Especially for people who haven't had the time to watch WandaVision.
Yes.
But to at the same time, I kind of like the whole, like, we're just going to fucking go.
Mm.
Yes.
You know, because, like, if you rewatch the first Doctor Strange, it's a by the numbers. Well, origin story.
To be fair, it needed to be. It has to be.
And yeah, because I mean, Doctor Strange was still a very new character.
Yeah.
Like, when Cumberbatch's accent was a bit. Yeah.
But the look is very muted. The shots are very basic. Mm. Like, no offense to the director, but it's just like, it's told the way I guess it needed to be told.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas by this point now, like, we've seen Doctor Strange in Infinity War, Endgame, Spider-Man.
No Way Home.
Yeah. So by the time we get to him now, like, we're kind of familiar with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we can
We really, like, just, even if you've seen all the TV shows, even read the whole comics, you're like, whoa, hey, whoa. Ah, what? Yeah. Oh my God.
If you really, really, really need to be caught up before, you need to watch WandaVision as well as What If.
Mm.
The What If animation series.
Okay, this is the debate I'm having at the moment. Like, what if, I feel WandaVision
is... I didn't see What If.
Yeah, so you see, WandaVision is necessary. Yeah. What If is just...
WandaVision is necessary to really understand Scarlet Witch's motivation for what she's doing.
Yes.
But what if, I feel like, if you watch, you don't watch, you're not missing anything. Yeah. But it would be nice if you've watched What If. Because there's obviously a lot of influence in the What If series to the film. Which, we need to bring out the fucking trailers, lied the shit to everyone.
They do all the time.
No, but this is on another level. It's like
all the time.
No. You see, at least
why
Marvel
do you trust
only,
the trailers?
At least Marvel only lied to you, okay? They didn't put all the best bits of the movie in the trailer. You don't need to go watch the movie anymore, okay? At least they lied to you only.
Yeah,
it's fine.
They just keep stoking that Mephisto fucking bullshit.
Oh no, you didn't realize like it.
Fuck
it
off. Just
Wanda's,
piss off.
Wanda's not Wanda. Actually, she says she's a Scarlet Witch. But, you know, who else deals with magic?
No, because it's not the Darkhold, it's the Necronomicon, and she's fucking...
The Lekonomicon?
Lekonomicon.
Lekonomicon, yeah, Leko.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Oh. That needs to be a thing. A Lekonomicon. Yeah, Leko.
Yeah, like, okay. Like, when I say that it hits the street running, like...
Literally.
Like this
the
movie,
only time you have to pee, if it's... There is a wedding scene, which is in the first 15 minutes of the movie. That is your time.
Yeah.
That is the best 3 minutes we can give you
to
run out and go to the toilet. Because after that, I think the next best 3 minutes is further in, just before he meets the evil one.
No.
Because they take a while to go up the stairs. So I went to pee during then. And I came back, they were still going up the stairs. So no. I just missed some dialogue, so okay.
No, I feel like the dialogue in that wedding scene is very important. That moment between...
To an extent, but it's just the asshole doctor being an asshole doctor.
Because he means at the actual ceremony.
Yeah.
And not when Rachel, not when Christine is talking to him. He means
that ceremony. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm like,
when Rachel, when Christine
no,
and Strange
when they're
talk,
talking.
Yeah.
No,
that's important.
Yeah. That's important. No, before that, when
he's
just
sitting down
like,
with the asshole doctor.
So I lost my cat.
I'm like,
well, thanks for saving us, by the way.
Was that the only way?
Of course it was.
It's a fun scene, but. That's your opportunity to pee.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think that's a fun scene. I don't understand why he's there. I'm a bit
To be like, hey, he's still around. There's Doctor.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I felt that. I was like, he looks like he has not gotten much work since the blip. He looks fucked up.
Yeah.
I actually had to ask Uma, who the fuck is that?
Oh, you forgot him?
I remember the second he came in, I'm like, it's you. but like, okay, yeah, this film runs. This film fucking runs. Yeah. There's not a moment you can breathe, literally. It's just
even
from one
points
to another.
Like when they're in the other universe, that weird cool universe, where they find Illuminati. Even when they're just walking and talking, but that's a lot of backstory that we need.
Yeah.
So that's not time to be. No.
Oh, but shall we get to the Illuminati or not yet?
Could you stop shaking around that mic and fucking fingering it? I can hear every single thing that happens in there.
Sorry, I'm fidgety.
Don't fidget the mic. There's a shock mount there for a reason to cover the shocks, and you're sticking your finger in there.
You see, if you're listening to this, I mean, you can hear.
I literally described it.
Like, listeners can hear it.
Oh,
right?
They'll hear the.
But if you'd like to watch it, head to youtube.com/GeekSimulation.
And he moves it again.
Yeah,
but oh, no, that, this is fine.
Okay, yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like, he literally like this.
But shall we talk about the Illuminati, or let's leave that for a little bit? Because that
before we get to the Illuminati, okay, we have to talk about
the. Because
I think it's gonna
jumping?
Be. I think any director who does Doctor Strange now, it's going to, I think each one is going to be like, okay, I got to one up the last guy who went through dimensions, because he had the first,
oh my god,
the first Strange movie, which is, that is the most dynamic shot.
Yeah.
Where the mirror dimension.
Oh. Where she pushes him through like the mirror dimension, through what's his face's dimension, all these fucking dimensions, and he's got like fingers on fingers with little fingers. Yes. It's all freaky.
Yeah. Oh, I remember that
right?
shot. Yeah.
But then, and then this one again feels like, oh, you had fingers on fingers. I turned them into watercolor paint.
I turned them into a painting.
I turned them into black and white, which I was like, wait, is that the noir world?
No, that's.
I was waiting for Nicolas Cage's Spider-Man to pop up,
because the creators of Spider-Verse did mention at one point. Yeah, you might see a bit of it in Strange.
So it was the noir universe.
It might be it. It might be it. Because they have initially said you might see a bit. Yeah. And like when they went into the animated one, I'm like, no, it's not the same style.
No,
but
the black and white,
the noir one, yeah. That, because there's even some jazz music playing. Yeah. I was like, what?
I mean, okay, for me, that was really way too brief. Like, I mean,
you wanted to go longer?
I mean, look, okay. Well, yeah, you know, actually. Cards on the table. Like, for me, it was like there was not enough multiverse in this multiverse.
Actually, I would have loved to see that sequence in 3D. 3D glasses.
Yeah. How was it?
That would have been trippy. No, because there weren't 3D glasses in IMAX.
No, there is.
Or 3D.
It's, I didn't get 3D.
There's two sessions of 3D now. For
IMAX. There are 3D.
There are 3D still.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, but Uma said yesterday might have been the last one. Guess have to check.
Yeah.
But like, it was interesting. I don't know, maybe because it wasn't my first time watching. And sometimes 3D is a bit dark for me.
Yeah.
Especially with the glasses. So it was a bit dark and I couldn't. I mean, yeah. And also, I really think that sequence where they just pop, 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 pop is really, for me personally, way too fast. Like, but I cannot. Also,
the whole movie is too fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I just cannot clock each. It was just like.
But also, I think, like, as much as I would also have loved that, I think that would have taken away, that might be too much multiverses. Like, I feel
I could have done with more as well.
Okay.
Actually.
I mean, you know, like, I mean, because, like, you're selling it as multiverse of madness, and I'm like, yes, there is one reality, which is crazy.
Where
but
is the
like,
madness?
Where is, I mean, the madness is Scarlet Witch going
mad. Yes.
I mean, going all House of M on us. I mean, I really probably feel like they named it Multiverse of Madness only for the M alliteration to tell you, House of M.
They should have just called it the Evil Strange.
Evil Strange.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, it's literally
the Evil Strange.
The hero is trying to stop someone from reading an evil book.
Yes.
That's going to bring forth evil spirits.
Mm-hmm. That may or may not look like Deadites.
Yes.
sorry, coming back to the IMAX 3D thing. Today is the last day.
Oh.
Today is the last day at 9:15. Yeah. I don't know whether your back can handle it, but
no.
Yeah.
No.
So if you're listening to this, yeah, unfortunately, it has stopped. Oh. Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
But yeah. So that sequence was fun. That world where Campbell's selling, what was it?
Pizza Papa.
Like a Pizza Papa actually sounds like a really good idea.
Right. Pizza Papa is fantastic.
I think you should try and figure that out.
I will.
Pizza dough, cheese, marinara sauce.
I'm pretty sure after this, you're going to see YouTube videos of people trying to figure this out.
Yeah. I'm sure. Feast or Fiction. Waiting for you guys. Binging on Babish. Babish Culinary Universe.
But it's plausible.
But that world was a bit
futuristic.
Pretty.
Clean.
I mean, the worlds that they actually spend a lot of time in, I feel are really pretty.
Bit too pretty.
But I want to know.
It looked, for some reason, it looked like concept art.
Yeah.
Like a futuristic utopia, and I'm like
no.
Futuristically sustainable, like eco, with the
plants and the rivers.
You want to know why? It's bright. It's way too bright. Like even that shadows.
That is true.
There's no. You know how the sun, there's shadows.
Yeah.
I didn't see much shadow.
If you watch the Spider-Man, the Raimi Spider-Man.
Yeah.
All the night scenes are fucking bright.
It's bright as fuck.
New York is bright.
Sunlight and all these plugs. It's vibrant. Yes. It's colorful. It's bright. Which...
But then he meets... what do you call it?
Venom.
No. What?
Venom.
What's his name? Mordo?
Mordo.
I want to say Mordo.
Mordo.
Mordo?
Mordo. Mordo.
Mordo. Mordo.
Mordo.
Mordo.
She would tell you what you're for.
Twittle.
She would tell you what you're for. Twittle
with braids.
Who is like...
I was wondering when we'd see again since the last Doctor Strange movie. I was like, can you get him back? And then saw the trailer, he was back. Well, okay.
And then like we all think, oh, he's a good guy. And then like, no.
No.
You fucked up your other Strange. Well, he's not evil. He's not evil.
He's trying to sort stuff out because the last Strange was
yeah, you fucked it up.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
Went evil. And then, sorry, random. But when he does eventually go and meet the Illuminati and they're climbing up the stairs, a part of me was like, did you film that in the British Museum?
They did. That is the British Museum.
Oh, I was like, I know. I'm familiar with that staircase.
Yeah, I think walked that staircase. Anybody who's British or has been to England knows that fucking building. The British
Museum.
Yes.
Like, and then like the ceiling. I know that ceiling.
Yeah.
I know that glass ceiling.
I'm wondering if Moon Knight and Multiverse filmed at the same time.
Probably.
Maybe.
Because they were both
three
filmed in...
the sets.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean...
Eternals also used the museum too.
They used the natural history museum. And so did Moon Knight. Moon Knight also used History Museum as well.
But natural.
Natural History Museum. Which, I mean, they had to. I mean, if you haven't watched Moon Knight by now, you need to watch Moon Knight.
Ah, so Egyptian. Love it.
Fucking British Oscar Isaac is the best Oscar Isaac.
I will. I mean, I don't think... Was Anubis featured? I don't think Anubis was featured. I would avatar for Anubis anytime.
He was in the background, though.
Yeah.
I think we...
Hi, Anubis, call me.
We should do a Moon Knight episode.
I wanted to see Hathor.
Huh?
Hathor? Yeah.
Oh.
No, you only saw her avatar. You didn't see her... Because, you know, Hathor's a cow.
Oh.
No, I love Tarawe.
No, but yeah,
Tarawe is my favorite.
She's so adorable.
Back to Doctor Strange, the other Marvel show.
So he finally meets the Illuminati, and we finally get to see.
We got a wish.
Yellow fucking wheelchair. They pulled it.
Okay,
was it hovering?
To be fair, I don't know if it was hovering.
I can't remember.
It did hover in the cartoon, or did it have wheels?
They pulled it off. Maybe 70%, because isn't it a bit strange that fucking okay? If you're listening to this, head to our YouTube channel to see this.
Why
isn't Stuart looking a bit awkward?
Yeah. It literally engulfs.
I mean, when you actually do the ergonomics on a human, it's pretty big.
Yeah,
but it.
But in the cartoon, he was like that too.
Yeah. But it could have been a bit lower, so that his arms are like maybe here,
like
not
low,
fucking
like,
here.
Not
cartoon accurate.
I mean, also, like, I mean,
yeah. And it's was it. It's quite huge.
Yeah, it was.
If you look at it, rewatch the cartoon. Like,
it's that big?
Yes.
It seems smaller in my head.
It was like, because he could fly around in it.
Okay.
Like, it was their excuse to have him, like, join the team. Which makes no sense. Like, why would Professor X go in the field? But no, because it's a cartoon and we need his.
I love the fucking things they come out.
Yeah, because Phoenix can go dark and she goes crazy. So
and I mean, I understand why they've brought this X at this time, because, you know, we are getting that sort of sequel X-Men series on Disney+. So it makes sense.
And then you have Captain Carter. Yeah. I was going to start with, what's his name? Bolt. Black Bolt.
Yes, Ensign.
You're right. It is the same actor. It's just he was so tanned.
Yeah.
What? In what? In humans or?
In no, this in one? This. Because also in Star Trek.
Yes. He's Pike, right?
He's Captain Pike.
Yeah.
Chris Pike in Strange New Worlds.
Yes.
Is
and in Discovery.
Chef's Kiss.
Yes.
So, Chef's you know, Kiss. It was just like, nah, it's not the same actor. Yes, that actor's white. This actor is brown.
Also,
I was like, oh.
You only get his mouth and eyes. So, like.
Yeah.
As compared to the Inhuman show, you got his face. This one, not so much.
Yeah. He's wearing comic accurate fucking.
Oh my god! Did you actually watch Inhumans?
No,
how much Inhumans?
I didn't watch any Inhumans.
Really?
At all.
I thought you wanted to after the trailer. After the
no, I still haven't yet.
Okay,
I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Bro, it's hard to get through, man. Like I love Iwan. I really love Iwan.
Inhumans.
He can't save everything.
And
then of course
he can play the sleaziest of characters and he can still save it, but he cannot save everything.
You also have, for some reason, spoiled a few days before the movie came out.
Yeah,
Peggy
fuck
Carter.
You, Marvel. Fuck you for
what
that.
Fuck, man.
I'm sorry. I knew there was sort of like, ooh, hints in the poster and shit, but not outright.
Yeah.
Why the fuck did you do that for the last teaser? Fucking show her with the shield, fucking with the jetpack. We may not see her face, but we fucking know who it is. Marvel, don't turn into the BBC.
Someone's unhappy.
Wow.
Yeah, because that impact to me, because I love Agent Carter. I love
saw it coming a mile away. It's just, yeah, I was like, wow, you're going to show it? Damn.
I also knew it was coming, but just seeing it is like, holy shit, I did get the experience, but at the same time, it would have been amped up more if I didn't see that fucking thumbnail. Wasn't even the fucking thumbnail, you fuckers!
You're not hearing it on the headphones.
I know, the rage. Damn, son.
Because I love, Agent Carter is one of my favorite characters, and so to have her be Captain Carter is like what we have been waiting for.
This is how you know Nick's priorities. I'm in excruciating pain right now just sitting down. But I'm keeping my voice down here.
Sorry, my love.
But Mr. fucking wee 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 over there has to blow his fucking top because of fucking Peggy Carter.
Yeah. Peggy Carter. But yes, we get Captain Carter. Yeah.
You should watch. Did you see the Jimi Hendrix biopic with Andre 3000?
No, I still haven't.
You should see her in that.
Oh.
Because, you know, we're used to seeing her as Agent Carter.
Yes, very prim, proper.
Mm. No, and this one is Jimmy's girlfriend. He's like, first off, she's a Cockney, and Jimmy, how come you didn't let me stay in the studio, you fucking bastard?
Oh my God, I need to watch this.
It's not a great movie,
but
his performance is good.
Yeah, and that's what I've heard.
Like, kudos to the fact that, because I'm a left-handed guitarist, right?
Yeah.
I can see how difficult it is for him, but he learned.
Yeah,
to play left hand, it's just, you can tell it's not comfortable.
Because I heard Andre did a lot for this, and his performance is spectacular. But the film was just
because the fact that you don't have the
music,
yeah, if you don't have the blessing,
of the Hendrix,
so
family.
You can't use any actual Hendrix songs.
Yeah,
so it's weird. Like them recording "Are You Experienced" is literally 1, 2, 3, 4. Cuss outside, so you never get to see them recorded. And the ending song, their performance, spoilers. Like, they could get a Beatles right. So he plays, because in real life, he did play, when the Beatles came to see him, he did play Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, fuck.
But that's the one that they show, because they can't show his fucking album.
And
so it's weird. And as a guitarist, it's also more painful, because Fender wouldn't give them permission either.
Why were they so against this film?
So, like, there's a really important moment. Like, Keith Richards' girlfriend gave Keith Richards' Strat to Hendrix. But, like, I'm looking at it like, that's not the right model. Why is the headstock empty? Wait, that's not his guitar. So, you know, if you're a fan of Hendrix, you know his guitars. And you're like, that's not... what the fuck is that?
And you would think a film about Hendrix, the most important thing is...
No, but it's up there. I mean, you know what I mean? People like me and Kai, we understand. Like, you know what I mean? You can't get the rights. I mean, I don't know why.
It's weird that... you would still want to do the movie.
No. Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, if you did the from America going to England but not discovered yet, then yeah, you can still get away with it.
Yeah, but when it's in his prime...
It's him, although the movie ends after the release of his first album. So it's a bit weird. And also just the guitar thing. I was like, what? Fender said no? Wow. But anyway.
Back to Doctor Strange.
Yes.
The Illuminati. So you got Captain Carter.
Black Bolt. And you had a Miss Marvel, which is also James Bond.
Maria Rambeau.
Yes.
Monica Rambeau's mother.
Marembo.
And Jim. The fucking fan casting work.
He does look good. He looks just exactly like he was photoshopped.
Right.
He looks exactly like a boss logic piece of art came to life.
Yeah. I mean, the suit minus the brown, but still, like,
the only thing missing, I wish he looked at the camera once.
Why?
You know, like, Xavier says something, and then he does office style, like... And then you cut to an interview, it's like, yeah, I joined the Illuminati 4 years ago.
Fuck off.
Professor X has a weird way of talking. And then it cuts back.
Oh, but, sorry, speaking of looking at the camera...
there should have been an office universe.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Come on, Peggy Carter just running around, parkour!
There is not enough multiverse in this multiverse movie.
But so speaking of looking at the camera, that one shot of Wanda looking directly at the audience, that still creeps me out.
Oh, yeah?
Every time I'm like, because it's almost like she's looking directly into my soul. I'm like, oh. And I mean, there's no reason behind it. And I'm surprised nobody is coming out. No, I'm surprised that no fans are coming out going, oh, what does this mean? I'm like, oh, thank God for that. Because I was so scared people are going to be like, what does it mean? Oh, is she looking at the audience? Meaning it's this, this, this. I'm like, no, no, no.
So speaking of the Illuminati and multiverse and cameos.
Yes.
So what's up with the Tom Cruise not being in the movie thing?
What?
Has there been any news on that? Because I was like, there was all these rumors and even like set photos of Tom Cruise playing Tony Stark, and then there's no Tom Cruise anymore. I was like, was this a
misdirect? Here's what the director said.
Ah.
Not the director, the writer.
Ah.
There was supposed to be.
Then?
Scheduling conflicts. Scheduling conflicts. But there was a scene where Iron Man was supposed to appear with Tom Cruise. That was supposed to happen. And also, we were supposed to get Fassbender's Magneto. Ghost,
really?
Ghost Rider, but they never specified whether which it's supposed to be Cage or the guy from
Diego
Shield.
Wait, Diego?
And Deadpool was supposed to be in it as well. But those were all cut. But they were confirmed to appear, but they were cut.
So they weren't shot?
They weren't shot. It was in the script. Which, I mean, you know what? I'm okay with
Ryan.
That.
I mean, Ryan. I'm okay with that, but, you know, like, I'm surprised Deadpool couldn't make some time.
I know, Ryan.
He could have just popped up in the corner.
Yeah.
No. Here's the thing.
What's going on here?
We know Reynolds would do it in a heartbeat.
Yes, exactly.
But I think they were just like, no, it's okay. It's fine. Reynolds, you...
Reynolds should have appeared as Green Lantern.
Oh, fuck yes! Yes!
Well...
Then they'd be like, what multiverse is this? It says 52.
Hold on. Deadpool 3. Now they've opened up the multiverse. Deadpool 3.
No, because he's already killed that universe as Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Remember?
No. He killed the
Ryan
actor
Reynolds, the actor
who was going to,
who's going to play Green Lantern.
He was reading the script and he went boom.
So he never killed Green Lantern.
That was like my favorite thing. Like one of my favorite things. Like
I rewatched Green Lantern whilst I was on shoot because it was on fucking
Vision 4.
Taika Waititi's unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Like
that's fresh face Taika.
I know, like, but it's not his baby humor. Taika. It's not his voice. He's playing American, and you're like, what is this non-role?
Well, he was still at that time. He was still sort of like an unknown Kiwi.
Yeah,
he wasn't.
And
Taika.
As you can tell, he stayed unknown. He had to go back to Kiwi land
and do what we do in the shadows
and do what he does best.
Yes.
But yes,
No, like for me, one of the major problems I had with the Green Lantern movie was like, wait, you have all this power and you decide to build.
Yeah, his choices of constructs were fucking terrible.
Yeah, like, who is the writer? Because you need to be shot.
Like,
because you decide to build.
No, because the big sequence, the helicopter's
slide.
Falling and he makes a Hot Wheels track for it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like.
As opposed to like trampoline?
Yeah. Or catch it?
Yeah.
With a hand?
You know, a baseball glove.
Yeah,
fucking catch with. I don't know why. I was like, I'm gonna keep it moving in this direction.
I know,
have it go all around this fucking place, cause a huge show and massive damage.
I mean, like, how much? I mean, that would have cost more in CGI than a baseball.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, like not. You're not making him. You're not
you
making Hal Jordan the brightest what? Like tool
you
in the shed.
You should do a Green Lantern podcast.
No.
Why not?
We'd just be bitching, and we'd run out of stuff to talk about.
I'm sure people would enjoy
Bahir
that.
Bahir should start.
Yes, should start.
Yes.
Bahir, if you're listening, Green Lantern podcast.
Okay. Do it.
Anyway,
back to Multiverse of Madness. So
I'll
then,
guess for when he teams up with Green Arrow to discover America. Oh, you haven't seen it? Oh, it's a famous storyline.
Yes!
Famous storyline.
Why do I know this?
Yeah. So... what do you call it? Like, it was Neil Adams and... Fuck. Neil Adams was artist and writer was... Oh, I feel so bad for forgetting.
Frank Miller.
No. Always work as a pair. Oh, and fuck. Neil Adams passed away recently, actually.
Yes, ooh. Yeah. Neil Adams and...
Who was the other
one? Oh, my God. Perez. Was it Perez?
Mm. Yeah, yeah. George Perez.
Two giants in the comic industry.
But so... it was, you know, around the time when America was very conscious... about the political struggles. Right? So Green Arrow was more of like, fuck the man! You know? So like, the first issue, right? There's a bunch of black guys chasing down this fat white guy across the building. So Greenland's like, what's going on here? And then helps the fat white guy. And then people start throwing crap at him. Right? And he's like, why? And then Green Arrow's like, that guy's a landlord. He's been jacking up the prices and he's fucked up. He's trying to get these people to go out. You know, so you've just screwed that guy up. He's the only one like earning for his family. And then an old black man comes up to Green Lantern and is like, I seen you help red people and purple people, but when you come down and help the black people. And Green Lantern's like, I don't know.
Which Green Lantern is this?
Hal.
Hal?
Yeah. So then Green Arrow says, we need to get in a Winnebago and travel America.
And discover its people. It.
And yeah, so it's literally like a whole bunch of issues talking about the issues of America. Like there's one town which for some reason is so overpopulated that things have gone crazy. It's also the series where Speedy gets on heroin.
Wow. Yeah. Issues.
Yes.
Issues.
And Green Arrow, serious Green issues. Lantern's like, oh, you keep judging me for shit. Your boy's on crack. And Green Lantern's literally like this on Green Arrow's like this on the cover.
Like
he's home aloneing on the cover.
It's a famous image of Speedy shooting
he's
up.
He's shooting up
and fucking like, Arrow in the cover. Like, oh my god!
Green Lantern's being a dick, like, see
I
your
told
boy?
You.
See your boy? Calling me an asshole? Yes. Fuck you. And at one point,
no, this is
they the get one of the Guardians of Oa who's like, this sounds like fun, I'm gonna join you on this road trip. And they have to keep explaining why they have a gray, big-brained midget with them.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
so, yes, they should have appeared in Doctor Strange.
See? Not enough multiverse.
There you go.
Not enough multiverse. Okay, so anyway. So then,
yeah.
Like,
So
Wanda dreamwalks.
Wanda dreamwalks, goes mental, comes over to fucking fuck shit up.
Yeah, because you know, before this, I was being reasonable.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
okay, and that's when you see, like, the evil deadness. I was like, it's PG-13, right, this movie?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and also, like, guys, like, how many people walked into this movie thinking Wanda was the good guy?
I think fucking everyone. Nah, because that's what we were 50, all led 50. To believe. Really?
I was 50-50.
Okay.
I mean, thought she would turn halfway. I didn't think she would, like, right at the bat. Like,
right at the bat.
Yeah, that was
fucking the ball dropped when she said America's name and you're like, oh.
Right? Yeah. Like, wait. Oh, you didn't say her name, did you? Nope.
But yeah, she was brutal. I mean, first off, Black Bolt. So like,
can we talk about the violence in this film?
Exactly.
Okay.
Started off with that.
First, like, can we just say, like, Macham, like, from now, like, you know what? Like, the Scarlet Witch costume now makes sense.
Yes.
Because that is a villain's costume.
Yes.
That
because
is not
she has been petitioning from the very start to be covered up more. And they finally got her wish. Because since the first outfit, she was like, where the fuck is the material? Like, she felt like she was too exposed.
When was this?
What are you talking about? She just wore a coat last time.
Yeah.
No, like, but further on, they took off the coat, she just had her arms, and sort of V-neck sort of design. Yeah. She hated that, because she felt like that took away any sort of strength
protection.
And protection, yeah. So, she's always been demanding for a literal full suit.
We got this costume at the end of WandaVision.
I thought she still had it was short sleeve with WandaVision. And this one is now long.
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I mean,
makes no fucking difference.
Yeah. I was like, yeah.
I want to get to the killing.
Okay. But can we talk about the violence in this film?
Yeah. Which one he said?
That's what I'm talking about. The fucking killing. Black Bolt has a literal aneurysm.
No, not even that. That one was like,
gross.
I was like, Quincy, why did you have to say the word? What did you
grosser than the eyeball?
I found because
no,
it's
the
okay,
eyeball
no,
is
you know
real.
Because you know, like with Black Bolt, like literally, his voice can make your head explode.
Yeah, and so
and
it
then,
literally made his own head explode.
Exactly. Like
I was like,
he has no mouth, and then I'm like, why did you say something? Why did you even try?
Does he just went.
Yeah, boom. If he powers up,
no.
Oh, okay.
Any sound.
That's not how.
Literally any sound, but the sound
how,
doesn't
yeah,
come
that's
out.
That's not how sound waves work.
I should have tried to whistle through his nose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And no, because like, a problem is like, like when Krasinski is
the spaghetti.
A single whisper. No, why did you tell her? Oh,
yeah.
God, no.
Because he's Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic likes to boast.
And he's the smartest man alive, but not smart enough.
And you know what? Even though we don't get to see much of it, the stretchy moves worked.
Yes! It finally fucking worked!
Because it's always like, even in Doom Patrol, it's like, it's gross!
Yeah.
It's gross!
Yeah. But this, maybe because we didn't see it as much.
You know why?
Because
we don't see skin.
Yes.
Skin is what makes it gross.
Yes.
The first Fantastic Four movie.
How do they go under the fucking door? And like,
and you, because it's like, oh, but he has arm hair, so we have to put the arm hair. And the arm hair, poor stretch. And then even when he reaches to go get a toilet roll, you're like, you don't want to see skin stretch like that.
No.
So since he was still in the blue, it was okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But turning him to fucking spaghetti.
Boss Logic did a really good.
Painful.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
What is that statue?
Yeah, what
I thought that was Captain Carter.
No, it's not.
It looked like Wonder Woman for some reason. I was like, yes, it can't be Wonder Woman.
It
looks like it though, right?
It looks like Wonder Woman. And I was like, it can't be Wonder Woman, right? Like, you know, well, like, who is associated in like Illuminati? I was like, yeah, I didn't ask.
Carter gets sliced in half by her own shield. Oof.
Which we don't see, but we know she gets cut in half.
You can tell what happened.
Yeah. I mean, before and after.
Someone put up a Lego and I'm like, oh, you bastard.
I mean, a part of me was like, I don't understand why they were stupid enough to think they could handle Wanda.
Like, because
they're you know,
they're the Illuminati. They feel like they're strong enough.
Like, you don't know, an incursion. Your incursion is more like.
Like, maybe to them it's like, she's a witch. We have powers. We have strength. Like, I don't know.
No one's talking about that fucking statue.
If anybody can figure that out, let us know.
Because I was like. Yeah, and even watching like Captain Marvel fight Wanda, and I was like, no. Captain Marvel, if it's just pure power, sure, she may be able to, like, if it's just a matter of strength.
But that's the thing. Captain Marvel is, it's force.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pure
Wanda
force.
Wanda is changing matter to other matter.
She is matter manipulation. She can change the state. Like, look at how much she fucking did John Krinsky.
Yeah.
You know, like.
She took over an entire town. That should tell you the strength that she has.
Yeah, a part of me was like,
I don't know why, like, the Ultrons will take care of it. No, they won't.
No.
They were the first ones to be like, no.
And I mean, and actually thinking about it also, like, yeah, like, her decimating Kamataj is actually her also being reasonable.
Yeah.
Because she could very easily just do a whole Wisp point and just could have just taken over the entire Kamataj. So actually, when she was saying, I'm being reasonable. And she's decimating the place, and I'm like, no, she is being reasonable. She's giving you something to fight instead of just going into your head and just making you do what she wants.
Yep. Yeah.
She's and it's giving proven, you free will.
And she can do that with Run. I'm like, oh, that sequence though, and she's just looking at him, it falls silent, and Run. Oh, there are those silent moments, like, again, Raimi. No other director can pull that off. Raimi. But you know that silent moment when the rain suddenly in the sewer, and it's just one shot in Cumberbatch, one shot America Chavez, one shot in Christine.
That fucking, like, jump scare.
Where did she go?
That's a stupid jump scare.
Dang. And I'm sorry, the music that they use of Jane.
Yeah,
of course.
Daniel.
And I'm sorry, a fight sequence with musical notes. Fucking genius.
Where the fuck did that come from?
Only Raimi and thing, Elfman.
The only thing missing was a...
It was not as much as a Burton movie. Of course not.
But I'm like, it's gorgeous, but no other director could pull that off.
I'm like, kenapa tiba-tiba? Okay lah, aku accept.
See, to other people, it'll be like, this is dumb. But in this one, it's like, nope, fireworks.
Okay, since we're at that point, I gotta ask, did anyone else go like, okay, the third eye?
Oh, fuck.
All I can think of when I see that third eye is Kung Pao.
Oh, for fuck off, fuck off, fuck off!
The guy on his tongue?
Yes, yes! Fuck you!
I did not watch Kung Pao.
I did not get that until you fucking said it.
You seen Kung Pao?
Yep. I mean, does it look like a
But you can call me Betty.
Of course I know of Kung Pao. So I just haven't seen it.
You have to, simply because we've all grew up with 80s Hong Kong... What do you call it? What's that? Golden Harvest movies?
Yeah, with English. And this is the English dub. So
I know. I don't need to.
That's a load of nuts.
If y'all ever watch Kung Pao, go fucking watch Kung Pao.
I am a child of... When did the movie come out? Early 2000s?
Yeah. Because especially, like, just to fill up the bits where you've already said the statement, but the lips are still moving. It's like the female character, but I love you.
Okay, okay, we're gonna have to speed this up because I need to
start getting to work.
Yeah, so okay,
but yeah. So Evil Strange is from the cartoon, right?
No.
No.
Wait, which?
No.
Wasn't one of the strangers from the cartoon?
No, there was
the
no
zombie
strange.
Oh,
zombie! Zombie Strange.
Zombie Strange was from the cartoon.
Yeah, because there was a Zombie Strange in the What If series, but it's slightly different. It's not the same Zombie Strange.
It's not the same Zombie Strange.
It's not Sorcerer Supreme Strange. It's just a dead version of Doctor Strange.
So the first Sorcerer was that? Wait, did What If Strange pop up at all?
No. Okay. What If Strange? Okay, the closest
would have been when he had snakes coming out, like when he attacked Wanda. Would be the closest.
No, not even that.
Really,
the closest would be, I think, the dinner scene with the watch, with him and Christine. Basically, all the emotional moments of him and Christine, that was lifted out straight from his episode. Because there was also, he looked, when he's in the suit, that's fucking identical to what he looked like in the What If series in the suit. It's exactly the same. So I feel like,
I've only seen the Peggy Carter episode, the first one.
Oh, the Doctor Strange episode will break you. I'm sorry,
because the Peggy Carter one, it did not endear me to the show. Because I was like, you're telling the Captain America movie
with Peggy Carter,
but in 23 minutes.
Yeah.
I felt rushed as fuck.
There's some fun episodes, like the zombie episodes. Fucking Thor's episode is... I'm like, did Taika direct this? Because Thor's episode is a lot of fun.
Okay,
so I
thought the Evil Strange was... Okay.
No, but the Doctor Strange... No. There is an Evil Strange in the What If series, but... It's not the same guy.
I would have liked that guy. Just I would have liked. I mean,
oh fuck! No, Sully, shit! I made a realization. That is no. No, it is no.
That's not Lovecraft.
No. That's it is because not in terms of that, but the reason
there's
why
Cthulhu in fucking What If?
Yeah, there is.
Oh wow!
But his reasoning to become the Evil Strange in the What If series is because he was desperately just trying to save Christine and find a universe where he fell in love with Christine.
Isn't that what this guy's doing?
Exactly. That's why I've yes.
No. And then no. This guy goes one step further.
Yeah, he does go one step further. Cold, right? But at the same time, his intentions are still. He still wants. That's all he wants is Christine.
No. That is something that's endemic of Strange. He just wants Christine. But this guy is really batshit bonkers because he's got
and he has the Darkhold.
No. Stop it. Let me finish.
Okay.
Because he goes one step further. He's like, you remember that dream when you keep falling? That's me. He kills all the other strangers. That Strange doesn't kill all the other strangers. He takes their powers, maybe, but he doesn't kill all the other strangers.
But he was about to kill that Doctor Strange in the What If series. The normal Strange. They had that huge fight and everything.
No. Yeah, because he wants to absorb his power so he can gain more power so that he can go back to Christine. But this, the one in the movie, just doesn't want to get back to Christine. Like, he doesn't want to... It's
what does he want?
Motivation.
What did he want?
What do you mean?
What's his motivation?
What did the evil guy want?
Which one? In the show?
In the movie.
Multiverse.
To be with Christine.
No, in the movie.
In the movie. This Multiverse, movie? Yeah.
Yes.
But he wants to kill everybody.
Okay, and that leads us to the one censored shot that I noticed.
Yes.
Because, you know, like...
Has anyone found out what
human being, yeah, a yeah, human being... Yeah, a human being being impaled.
Yeah.
Is that the only reason? Because you think it was a line.
No. The line was earlier on when he was with Mordo, and then he had that one line which was obviously censored before the fucking tea glass just dropped.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
What?
That was a line. It was clearly censored, but I don't know what it was. That's the thing. But the impaling thing, I liken it back to Mortal Kombat. Like, the analogy you said, that human cannot, monster can.
But
human
he was a bad guy. That's why I thought bad guys get a pass.
But
die.
Still human. Still human. Except got third eye, but still human.
Yeah, but his third eye blind.
I'm done. I'm fucking done.
But then he's on the corner. He's going to fall off. And the other strange is, I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
I'm out.
Cut ties all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I will understand.
Why?
Check out Doctor Strange. It's fun. It's a whole lot of fun.
No, wait. Clear. Can we at least talk about Clear?
Yeah, yeah. So then it leads us to the
you are magic, so you should just use the ghost. Don't let ghosts take over you. You take over ghosts.
Yes. And then this we have to talk about that scene with Wanda and Scarlet Witch.
Oh, yeah, like, oh, no, I wasn't going to fuck them up. I was just going to be nice to them.
And when,
like, get away from my babies. They're my babies. They ain't your babies.
And that realization that
fuck those, your baby.
Those children will never be hers. And that just... Mm. And when Wanda says that famous line of know that they'll be loved, it's just, fuck.
No, which is ironic because someone already said that line early on in the movie.
And she will be loved.
No, because Ben yeah. says that in the movie. Wong says that already. Or like in the first act, he's like, you know, isn't it enough to know that they are loved somewhere else already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to her, it wasn't until that moment where she saw it and she's like, okay.
Yeah, that's why, like, Strange, like, no, not yet. Belum, America, belum.
The Darkhold will be destroyed. Yeah. I will destroy the Darkhold.
They think everything is cool, and then Strange goes like, oh, what the fuck? I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
I do have to say the third act felt like the whole, like, macam, America, you had the power all along. And then, like, it's just very convenient, lah. But I'm just like...
Oh, yeah.
It's a Marvel film.
The deus is in the Ex Machina.
Yeah.
But that moment when he's on the ground and third eye pops out, it just cuts up like... Fuck you, Raimi.
Such a Raimi ending. Then, of course, you have your main title credits.
Uh-huh.
And then he's just walking around, pimping around New York.
It's so, like, 90s. It's so, like, 20s, 2000s.
Yeah. He should have... Oh, Strange should have just come out. Should have come out, popped his collars... And then just been like,
fuck
like,
off.
Like in Spider-Man 3?
Yes. And so then,
Ryan, Spider-Man 3.
Out of the blue, fucking
Charlize.
Because it seems to be the post-credit sequence now, it seems to be like people just popping up out of holes, just like in Eternals. Like, I'm so-and-so. We need your help. Come with me if you want to live.
Dunno. Open up a portal, which so may or may not look like where Dormammu is.
First, Harry Styles pops up.
There we go, Dormammu.
Yeah. Because she is Dormammu's niece.
She's from the evils. Dark universe. Purple is the evils.
Yeah. Her mother is Dormammu's sister.
Yeah.
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 And she is essentially the female counterpart to Doctor Strange, which is going to be interesting.
They hook up in the comics, so we'll see where they go with this.
That's why. I'm like, Charlize is a big name to introduce at this point, right?
I know. Came out of fucking
nowhere. Whoa.
That was a surprise.
Charlize came out for this?
And will she do a multi-picture deal? Because you can't introduce Clear and be like, oh, we're doing it for one film and that's it. Because
Jolie's like, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Really?
She died.
She died in Eternals. Oh. So she's like, haha. You know. So for Charlize, it's Clear. It's what's Marvel
doing?
Unless
she's going to die in the next one. Who knows?
But it's Clear. She can't die.
Or could she? Or could she?
No, Clear can't. Strictly because thought is...
Whedon taught you nothing.
And I'll just say, if you are not a Raimi fan, the post-credit shot will probably piss you off.
Oh, no. I have seen people getting pissed off about the post-credit going, what the fuck was this?
But if you're a Raimi fan...
The Bruce Campbell sequence. People are pissed off at that because they're
I fucking wasted
their time.
Oh, it wasted your time to check out the credits of all the people that worked hard to work on this movie.
Yeah.
You know all those people? They have children and parents and ferrets. And you fucked up their ferrets.
Okay. Right. So that has been our very intense from all three of us at certain points.
So before we end that, sorry. Do you feel like that post-credit sequence was also...
How he's the one that has a job to go to and he's like, wait, let's...
Yeah, I know.
No, because I need to talk about this shit.
We're trying to help him out.
Yeah. I have been containing this for 2 weeks.
What is it? Release your juices.
Do you feel like that was Raimi's way of poking fun at the whole post-credit sequence?
Yes.
Because the fact that he goes,
It's over!
I'm like, fuck you,
Raimi. Yes, of course. I mean, bro, if I was Raimi, I would do that.
It is literally the same as Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Exactly. It's over. You can leave.
Yeah, yes. go home.
There's nothing there.
Exactly.
Go home.
But yes, Multiverse of Madness is you just watch it. I mean, if you're listening to this and you haven't watched
it's a lot more fun than Eternals.
Fuck yes.
Yes.
It's not trying to be like, oh, this is some serious shit and culture. No,
it's just madness.
It's just fun. It's literally a fun ride that hits the ground running.
And why is it banned in China? Gayness.
Which was such a minute issue.
I know.
What?
Yeah, it's banned in Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and China because America Chavez.
Oh no, America Chavez has got two mommies. Oh no.
What makes you think they're female? What makes you think they're both female?
Because you see them.
And also, they say mommies. They could just be. Never mind.
Yeah, but anyway.
What is gender?
Yeah.
But never
mind. In Italy, the poster where Doctor Strange like this.
The
horns altered because it's horns, right?
Because, you know.
So what?
This? That means fuck
no, he was something like this. or something like that.
Just an makes L, sense. Like
yeah, or some kind of like.
It's a different hand gesture because you know, it's rude.
Which I was surprised. I was like, wow, Satan. I know the Vatican's there, but wow, Satan still has a
hold.
A dark hold?
At Geeks in Malaysia, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook,
go-fee.com/Geeks in Malaysia.
Yeah. Yeah, go support us. And don't forget the competition if you want to join us for our live recording of the pod.
Only in Malaysia, sorry.
Yeah,
only in Malaysia.
Unless you can fly in 2 weeks.
We know Mugga's flying in, so like, if you want to fly in, sure, you can win yourself some tickets too. Yeah. And Texas Steve, if you're listening to this, I got your entry. Are you flying down?
Texas Steve submitted?
Texas Steve submitted. I mean, we would love to have you there.
Yeah.
But we're guessing you're not going to fly in, so I'm going to avoid
that
entry.
And if you're coming down from Texas, I might ask you to get something.
But if you really are coming, fucking let us know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's been our edition of Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness. My name is Amelia Chen.
I'm Nick Dorian.
And I'm Kyle Mbaha.
Keep geeking out, yo. Pew, pew, pew. What the fuck was pew, pew, pew?
It's over!